Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Obama is making another one of those awful pilgrimages, this time to Orlando to console families of victims from Sunday's mass shooting. And the investigation into the mass shooting that took their loved ones continues. Senator Ron Johnson, chair of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, has written to Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg outlining information about the shooter's motives and asking Facebook to release all data on Omar Mateen's use of the site. NPR's Nathan Rott is in Orlando. And Nathan, can you first tell us more about what was in that letter?
Yeah, certainly. The letter says that Mateen used Facebook, quote, before and during the attack to search for and post terrorism-related content. Mateen was apparently associated with five different Facebook accounts. That's according to the letter, which and research that was done by investigators with the Department of Homeland Security and Government Affairs. Mateen allegedly used one of those profiles during the actual attack Sunday morning to search for the words shooting and Pulse Orlando, which is, of course, the name of the nightclub where he killed 49 people. The letter also says that Mateen posted about American and Russian airstrikes against the Islamic State the morning before the attack, and a final posting that read, in the next few days, you will see attacks from the Islamic State in the USA. The other allegation to come out of this letter is a claim that Mateen searched for information about San Bernardino shooters in the days before the attack and for information on federal and local law enforcement offices in Orlando, which would seem to indicate that he had certainly done his homework before committing this horrific attack.
And what about the latest on the investigation into his wife? Now, we've heard conflicting reports about her being aware of his intentions, trying to stop him, or of simply going to the club, well, not simply, but going to the Pulse Club with her husband before Sunday morning. A grand jury was convened. What do we know?
Yeah, there's been a lot of conflicting reports out there. And honestly, investigators have been pretty tight-lipped about her, as they have been about the entire investigation, really. There hasn't been much new information about Mateen, his movements before the attack, his motives. And in terms of his wife, we do know that investigators are talking to her for any information she might have about her husband and whether or not she did know anything about his attack before. There are those reports, like you mentioned, that she had driven her husband to Pulse in the weeks before the attack and that she was with him when he bought the guns he used. We have not confirmed those, though. We do not know that. There are other reports that she's given conflicting statements about how much she knew to investigators while she's talked to him. We do know that a U.S. attorney is planning to bring evidence to a grand jury to determine whether or not charges will be brought against her, though.
Yeah. Well, Orange County's chief medical officer, Joshua Stephanie, whose sad job it is to shepherd these bodies now, the 49 bodies from the club and another body of the shooter, obviously, to their resting place. He's spoken for the first time. He talked about seeing the scene in the club, as he said, frozen in time, bills not paid, food not eaten, about how out of respect they are keeping the shooter's body separate from his victims. And he talked to CNN about speaking with victims' families. Let's listen.
The most common question is, did my loved one suffer? And honestly, 99 out of 100 times, that is the question they ask. In cases such as this, I will tell them, I don't think they suffered one bit. I didn't see any evidence of movement or trying to struggle. It, like I said, in the beginning, when I got in there in the scene, it's almost like everyone just stopped and laid down where they were.
No, terrible. But do we know any more about when funerals for those victims might be?
Yeah, we know that there are two planned for Saturday. Those are the ones that we know of. There are probably more. Half of the victims were from Puerto Rico or at least had ties to Puerto Rico. So we know that many of the bodies are being returned to the island for burial. There was a really beautiful profile, actually, of one of the victims, 28-year-old Angel Candelario Padro, earlier this morning by one of our colleagues that kind of talked about his family's efforts to get him back to Puerto Rico for burial. I mean, one thing we should just say, though, is you have to remind you that there, you know, 49 people died. That's 49 funerals to plan, 49 funerals to carry out, 49 families that are grieving. And that's a lot, you know, for any community, whether we're talking about Puerto Ricans, the gay community, or even just the whole city of Orlando and the people here that knew these people.
Yeah. I mean, from everything from supplying coffins to flowers. I mean, it's just a huge effort and a huge emotional stress. And Nathan, you give us the opportunity to remind people that there are several GoFundMe accounts set up for people trying to send bodies home just within this country and pay for their families, their loved ones' funerals. NPR national reporter Nathan Rott, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Robin.